The Distinguished Alumnus Award was first granted in 1962. Those that receive it are selected based on service on behalf of the quality and advancement of UAF. This year, the winner is Frank Pascavan, a 1985 graduate of UAF's College of Engineering and Mines. Pascavan is a third-generation Alaskan. He worked for BP and ARCO for 26 years in Alaska and Jakarta, Indonesia. He's worked on a variety of oil and gas fields. Pascavan's work in supporting college recruiting, research, and development is what earned him the award. Director of UAF Development and Interim Director of Alumni Relations with UAF, Emily Dreigas, says there are others that will be presented with awards in Fairbanks.
And there'll be 7 awards given. We have an Alumni Achievement Awards. There's a community category, a university category, and then a business and professional and excellence category. And then additionally, we have a Cashin Award, and then the premier award is the Distinguished Alumnus Award. So 5 of those individuals will be present with us, 2 will be absent.
Dreigas says the awards will be given at the UAF reunion. Every fall, UAF has a reunion weekend filled with events and activities.
We're going to open up a time capsule that students had locked and sealed and back in the 60s, and they're going to open that when we welcome everyone at the alumni lounge there at 9 o'clock on the 26th. And then there's several tours that are we're inviting alums and friends to be part of, you know, ranging from behind the scenes at the museum to the Rasmussen Library Collections. And then we have a Hall of Fame for athletes on Saturday, blue and gold game on Saturday, and food trucks and all sorts of festivities with departments across campus with athletics and the Wood Center as well.
Among those being awarded with honors this year include C.B. McNeil, Jeff Roach, John Power, and Linda Sather. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.